This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX, and it is almost opening day. KMOX's Stuart McMillan went to Busch Stadium to see what's new. He caught up with the local franchise owner of Crumbl Cookie, Melissa Bowman. She and her husband, Greg, opening up the first ever Crumbl Cookie location inside a stadium.
I'm a born and raised St. Louisan, Cardinals fan, and for a hometown girl, this is pretty awesome.
So tell me, how'd you get in the cookie business here?
Well, when Crumbl started to expand west, or eastward, I guess, in St. Louis, we bought into the franchise, and our first location was in South County.
And had success?
Yeah, very much so. We have now we have three other locations, so South County, Arnold, and St. Charles, and now a fourth right here in Busch Stadium.
Is this the first time making food for a venue like this?
100%.
Is it scary a little bit? Kind of be coming into such a big venue.
Yeah, I think on Thursday we'll be with 47,000 of our closest friends. But in reality, we are the first franchise to ever go into a major league stadium in Crumbl history. So we are making history. And we are excited to serve the guests that come to see us.
What made you decide, hey, let's go to Busch?
Well, actually, it was the other way around. The Cardinals called us and said they'd really love to have Crumbl in the stadium, and we answered with a heck yeah, let's do it.
How many cookies you got to make per game?
We are not actually sure. We'll find out on Thursday.
That's the fun
part. Many thousands, I would assume.
And that oven's got to be cranking. Tell me how the logistics will work.
Well, we will produce them in the stores the morning, the day of, and then we'll bring them into the stadium for fresh cookies that day.
The favorite cookie,
My favorite cookie is peanut butter, which is in the lineup here at Busch Stadium. So we'll have four flavors to offer our guests. Peanut butter, chocolate chip, chocolate cake batter, and then are you coming back on opening day?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then you'll get to see the game day cookie, which we're not releasing until then.
Well, you know, this is radio.
Right.
And we're KMOX.
I know.
Voice of the Cardinals.
You are the voice of the Cardinals.
We should probably, maybe you
I grew up
just
listening
whisper.
To KMOX.
Maybe
you just, I still listen.
That's good. That's good. We're on 104.1 FM now.
But I'm not telling you about that game.
Oh, come on now. You got to give me
a
little.
You'll be back. You'll see
okay.
it.
Okay.
You'll see it.
But it is one of the cookies that you make.
It is one of the cookies that we make, and it will not be in the store, so it will be exclusive to the stadium.
So nobody else will have it, and it'll be here only.
That's correct.
That's a clue. That's a clue.
And there may be some red involved.
Okay. That's good. That's
right.
good.
Okay.
I like that.
A little
That's
bit.
A tease.
A morsel.
We love tease. Okay. Can I try the peanut butter while we're
here? We would love for you
Okay, let's go over there and try
one. Over.
Okay, this
Wait,
is the...
So this is the peanut butter. Is
okay.
it your favorite as well?
I love peanut butter.
Okay.
I'm not allergic. I just love peanut butter.
I love peanut butter, so please...
Okay, here we go.
Have a sample. Mm. Peanut buttery.
Man, it's only... I mean...
10 out of
like,
10, for sure.
I feel like I'm eating fudge and a cookie at the same time.
Yeah, it's very peanut buttery, which is what you want.
I'm the guy that... When I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich,
mm-hmm.
it's mostly peanut butter, no bread.
No bread, just right on your hands, right?
Yeah. I'm kidding about that part, but one piece of bread, tons of peanut butter.
Limited
wow,
jelly,
this is really
I'm
good.
With you. I'm
Limited
with
jelly,
you.
Just a nice spread.
Right.
Nice spread. This doesn't need jelly.
No, it really doesn't.
Might need some milk, though.
So we're going to sell milk at our station.
You are? How much is a cookie?
So a single will be $6.99, and we'll sell a four-pack for $24.99.
Yeah, we have three franchises here in St. Louis.
Now, tell me about your history. You said you grew up working at Tedrews, or at least for a part of your life. It was a part of your life.
Yes, I did. I worked my high school career and even into college at Tedrews. It's custard and Christmas trees.
Christmas trees, custard, the legendary place. What did you learn from Ted's?
Oh, my gosh. I learned first and foremost, work ethic, like what it really means to work hard, show up every day and get it done, and definitely pride and training, just repetition over and over again, doing it right every time.
What about the training stuck with you?
to this day, I still remember all of my training, from running the cash register to filling the machines with mix to making flavors.
That's fascinating. You said you could go back in if you just they just hired you for a day. You had a one-day contract. Go back and work at Ted Drew's.
I absolutely could. I still go there every year to get my Christmas tree. I have kids now, and they want to go to Ted Drew's all the time. But I could walk in that store tomorrow and pick up where I left off.
What's the best thing on the menu at Ted Drew's?
Well, the best thing is my creation, which is the chip chocolate macadamia, extra macadamia concrete.
You made that up? That's
yep,
you?
That's mine.
Is it on the wall?
No. It should be.
It should. So, yeah. Okay, can you say it one more time, a little slower for my brain? I can keep up. Okay,
it's the chip, cherry, macadamia, extra macadamia concrete.
Okay, so it wasn't extra. Just two.
Okay. Extra scoop. That's right. And macadamias make it, for sure.
And you would make that when you were parting from the work night and said, I gotta go, but I gotta have one of these on the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got to taste test throughout the day, and I put those flavors together, and I said, this is the one.
Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't make the menu. You got to maybe somehow convince them.
I need to call them and say, put it on the menu. Exactly.
So have you incorporated anything you learned from Ted Drew's into what you do at Crumble?
Oh, certainly. Just the attention to detail, the repetition, and they're really striving to get it right. I've certainly taken some of those techniques and shown it to my crew.
Greg, thanks so much for the time.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it.
That is KMOX's Stuart McMillan, and he'll have more for you tomorrow on opening day.